sixth parak of Yuma Mishnah Ches. The Kohen Gadol in the previous Mishnah, or the Kohanim that were there, took care of the body of the Parim and the Mitzrachim. They took out the fat and they burned them. The Kohen would burn them under the Mizbeach, and other Kohanim would take out the bodies to be burned out at the Mikdash. Now he was waiting for, before he continued, the Kohen Gadol could do more Avodah, waiting to make sure that the Avodah of the Sarim Mishalev was finished before he would continue. So Amar Kohen Gadol, he gives all the Mizbeach, they were notified. The Sawyer came to the Midbar, and now he can continue onwards. Minani Yodim Shagia Tov Midbar. How do they know that he did come to the Sawyer, was already brought out to the Midbar? Dagis Ayoysim Umanifen, the Tsuzorim, that had large stones, which that special people standing on top of these stones, like some type of watchtower, and they would have flags on top, and one would wave to the other as a sign that the one closest to the Midbar, when he saw that they made to the Midbar, he would wave back to the one in front of them until the message got back to the Beis HaMikdash. Yonah Shigiyat Ol Midbar. So that message service, he would know that the Sar came to the Midbar. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lois Simen, Gadol Hayolam, and another Simen, Yerushalayim, I basically do the Shloisha Milim. There's 3 Milim distance from Yerushalayim to the point that the cliffs. Hoyofemil, Choyzimil, Lishoyimil. They would walk a mil and go back a mil and wait the amount of time it takes to walk a mil, and then Yodim Shagia saw the Midbar. They knew that the story came to the Midbar. Have you Shmuel Aina, a third edition of the Simon? Atar Ayesha! Mohem, they had even a better Simon. Toshim Shem Zahari, so you Toshim Shem Tisla Shel Hekel. There was a tuft of red wool on the entrance of the Hekel. Shagia saw the Midbar, how you Loshim Malbin. It would turn white, that tuft of red wool. That even your sins are like red, they will turn and become white. It's a simon of the kapar klal Yisrael. Important to note that our Mishnah seems to hold that when the Sar came to the Midbar, that was already the time of the kapar. As we see, that's all he needed to wait for until he came to the Midbar, which was only 3 milim, so the cliff was much further away. And it says that this tuft of red wool would also turn white once it got to the Midbar. So the Gemara says that our Mishnah Yisrael here seems to be going according to the opinion that the Kapara of the Sar Mishtalef was from the time it got to the Midbar, even before it was thrown off the cliff, and therefore that's all the Kohen Gadol was interested in, that the Sar made it to the Midbar, even though the one who was accompanying it was accompanied much further out to the cliff and knocked it off the cliff, but the Kapara already happened earlier.